Okay, today's daf is Brachas, daf Nun Dalid, as we start the last parak of Maseches Brachas, parak HaRoeh. And again, these shiurim are sponsored, L'Zecher Nishmas, Menachem Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael Orlinsky, and also Chaim Abed Ben Yosef Yehuda Sussman. We thank the Orlinsky family for their sponsorship. Again, as we keep in mind, keep listening for the updated where the shiur will be posted in Maseches Shabbos as we finalize where it'll be, so keep listening. But as of right now, we're still on OU.org, and we're still on Project Sinai, and Hashem, as we continue in the last parak of Maseches Brachas. Here we go, Daf Nun Dalid. Last parak, parak HaRoeh. HaRoeh, as we have discussed, this is the last parak relating to Brachas that we have not spoken about yet. We spoke about Kriya Shema, we spoke about Tefillah, we spoke about Berachas Hananin, we spoke about Berachas HaMazon, we spoke about other issues related to Berachas HaMazon. Those are the first eight prakim of the Masechta. Now we talk about all the other types of Brachas known as Birchos Shevach VaHoda'ah. The Rama has a beautiful lashon in the beginning of Hilchos Brachas where he says the reason there are Berachas Shevach VaHoda'ah is just always to think, keep Hashem on your mind throughout the day. Even when you're not doing a mitzvah, even when you're not eating, keep Hashem on your mind, and that way, that is what the purpose of all the Birchos Shevach VaHoda'ah are, Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Brachas. So, HaRoeh Malkom Shenasu Bo Nisim LiYisrael. If someone sees a place where miracles were done for Bnei Yisrael, Omer, Barach She'asa Nisim LaVoseinu B'Makom Hazeh. Blesses Hashem who has done Nisim for our forefathers on this day. And the Gemara will list off exact places where Nisim were done. Tosfos says all of the brachas that are going to be listed in this perek are with Shem and Malchus. Top Tosfos, Pirush Rabbeinu Shemaya, Tzkol Hani brachas, Shvichos Askar Shem and Malchus. They're real brachas. Baruch Adah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. V'chaykas of Reb Shimon Shemikutzi. Yeah, the Re was Ragil. Right? Just like, well, some of them we know. Right? Thunder and lightning and some of the other ones, we for sure know Shem and Malchus. Some of the other ones are not as common. So, Be'ikar Hadin, they also are with Shem and Malchus. The Tosfos quotes a couple lines later, Nira L'Rabbeinu, some of the items that has to do with viewing is only once every 30 days. That is not seeing the sea and seeing, we'll get to, let's say, some other, if you see the Grand Canyon, those types of brachas will only be said no more than once a month, but Pasha is the Shem and Malchus. The Ritva quotes a Deya that says maybe it's not with Shem and Malchus, but the Minhag HaOlam, Bizman HaZeh, most are to say these brachas, at least the ones that are not so common or usual, without Shem and Malchus. I should say some of them yes, some of them with. Somebody had a nace done to them. No, Shem saved them, so then I think the Minhag is to say with Shem and Malchus. But some of the other ones, are without. Shooting star is done with Shem and Malchus. Thunder and lightning is with Shem and Malchus. Yama Tichon, that's a machlokas, what the Yama Gadol is, which we'll get to soon. So whenever there's a suffix, we would do it without Shem and Malchus. Even if one sees them daily, but for sure, if one sees them daily without Shem and Malchus. The question is if you only see them once a month. There is a day in the Ritva, it quotes the Ravid, that it could be only the first time you see them in your life. And after that, you don't make the bracha at all again. You don't have to, at least. You can, but you don't have to. But at least, not more than once a month. That's the most you're going to get. That's the most you're going to get in terms of once a month. Okay, so that has to do with Makom Shenasu Bo Nisim LiYisrael. There's more to say there, but let's continue first. Makom Shene'ekra Mimenu Akom. A place where Avodah Zarah was uprooted from. Omer Baruch She'akar Akom Me'artzeinu. We give a bracha to Hashem that the Akum was removed from our land. Tosfos quotes, second Tosfos, the Yerushalmi, this is only if it was removed from all of Eretz Yisrael. It's not just one Avodah Zarah, and if Eretz Yisrael is still Malaya Gilulim. It's only if it was removed from all of Eretz Yisrael. Good. Al Azikin ve'al Hazavaos ve'al Hara'amim. What are these? Zikin are shooting stars. Val hazavaos, vaos, some type of earthquake. Val haraamim, vial haruchos, vial habrakim, thunder and lightning, and unusually strong winds. Ruchos, that means a hurricane. Right there, you make a hurricane, you make a brach on Puranus. We don't usually make, first of all, by an earthquake, you don't know it's coming. So you make it right afterwards, like all, Shevach VaHoda'ah. Usually on, earthquakes and hurricane, we assume not, because it's Puranus. If somebody has some other type of context where there's a strong wind, maybe one would without Hashem and Malchus. But all of these, Omer, Baruch Shekochog V'rasa Malei Olam. We say, blessed Hashem, whose strength and the Gvura fill the world. Right? All of the items that we just mentioned do not take place in one spot. And that's why, it's Malei Olam, a wind is not in one spot. not in one spot. A hurricane is not in one spot. And that is why one focuses on Malei Olam. Al Ha'arim, on the following, they're in one spot. On Ha'arim, on certain mountains, Val Ha'gva'os, V'al Ha'yamim, V'al Ha'aretz, V'al Ha'midbaros, on the extra unique mountains and valleys and yamim and rivers and seas and deserts, Omer Baruch Osim Ha'zebracious. There are no Osim Ha'zebracious, because there it's a specific item that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and we praise Him in that He created Ha'zebracious. As we know, the Minhag Olam is to say, Kochu Gvasa Moli Olam on thunder, but how do you remember which one is which? Because thunder is not in one spot. So you say Malei Olam, Kochu Gvasa Malei Olam. Lightning is in one spot. There's a lightning rod that is the source of the lightning, and that's why lightning is Osim Ha'zebracious. Good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haroa es Hayam Hagadol, Omer Baruch Shasas Hayam Hagadol. So we have some members here who work in Tel Aviv. So if they see the Yam Hagadol every day, right? So do you say a bracha? Says the Mishnah, yes. Baruch Shasas Hayam Hagadol, Bizman Shoreel Aprakim. As long as you only see it every once in a while. If you see it every day, then you don't say a bracha. But every once in a while, Rashi quotes here, why the Yam Hagadol? So there's a question, what is the Yam Hagadol? If you look in the, there's a tshuva of the Rush, quoted by some of the Rishonim, that says the Yam Hagadol is the Yam Okeanos, which is the Atlantic Ocean. But other Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that it is the Yam HaTichon, the Mediterranean Sea. So, says the Mefarshim, says Rashi, why? Why Dafka the Yam, that's not the biggest Yam in the world? Lefi Shehu, third skinny line. Lefi Shehu Chashuv V'Gadol Mikulan, Kavale Reb Yehuda Bracha La'atzmo. Because it is the most chashuv, the gadol mikulam. Is that saying that Rashi thought that the Mediterranean Sea was the greatest, the largest yam in the world at that time? That they believed 900 years ago? Either way, but it is chashuv, and Chazal say it's next to Eretz Yisrael. Anything next to Eretz Yisrael is considered gadol, and that's why another reason why it's called the Yam HaGadol, right? That's the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that in Simen, Reish Chaf Ches. Reish Chaf Ches. Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you see Pasans like the Deya, that it is the Mediterranean, Valayam HaGadol, Vahu Hayam She'ovrim Bo La'eretz Yisrael U'lemitzrayim. So I suppose it's the Yam that's between Eretz and Mitzrayim, right? Omer, it doesn't mean the little, right, the Yam Suf. Right, it's the it's on the west side. The Mitzrayim who Omer Baruch Hashem Al Kinyan Malach Olam Oseh Es Yam HaGadol. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes Harbe Achronim Pligel Amachaber B'Sfir Luhud Dam Al Yam Okuyanis Shu Yam HaGadol Shabachol Yamim Shemakivus Kol HaOlam. Right, so what does that mean? Makivus Kol HaOlam. So we know the Pacific is bigger. So do we say that the Pacific, or is it connected? The ocean is connected. Love kavu bracha b'fiyas b'bnei gadlo. Aval yam shoverim bol eretz yisrael lo nikra lin yizel yam agadol. Mavrachan alav kamal shar yamim. Okay, v'cholu. This is all again only if you see you less than 30 days. And these types of brachas, a number of poskim say that one should not say with shem and malchus, because again it's not clear exactly what is the yam agadol. So one could just say baruch shasas yam agadol without saying atah Hashem alokeinu malach olam. Good. We continue. The al hagishamim, rain. The al habisaros tovos, and on good tidings, Omer baruch atov hametev. Means it could be a rain after a tremendous drought, not just the first rain, but a rain. One says atov hametev, which is on good news. Al bisaros rose, rachman al islano, al bisaros rose, or on the left side the shmuos rose, Omer baruch dayan ho ms. Then we say the other bracha. Stop there for a minute. We've been talking about nisim. We're going to talk about Nisim again in the Gemara, but there is an important Ha'ara that Reb Chaim makes, and is quoted both in the Rishimo Shiurim, as well as in another source in a minute we'll get to. The Reb Salvecha quotes in the Rishimo Shiurim, right at the beginning of the ninth parak, where we are right now. He quotes that the Gemara says in Maseches Psachim, Haluas Hashem Chal Goyim Shabachu Kol Ha'umim Ki Gavar Aleinu Chasto. What we say in Hallel, the nations of the world are going to praise Hashem, Ki Gavar Aleinu Chasto. Because Hashem did something for us. That's what the Gemara says. The question is, what does that mean? What are they praising about something HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us? Haluas Hashem Chal Goyim Ki Gavar Aleinu Chasto. So, the Rav Salvecha quotes his grandfather, Reb Chaim, and this is also quoted in the Emek Bracha, that there are two elements that have to do with Nisim. Two elements have to do with Nisim and our recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing Nisim. Number one, Matzinu Beis Mine Brachas. Number one, there has to be a bracha of Hoda'ah on Tovos Hashem, and all, which is HaTova HaMetiv, and then there is a Bircha Shevach on Gvuros Hashem, which is Osi Maisi Bracious. Said Reb Chaim, there are two elements in a Nes. There's the objective unbelievable power that shows that he's the Borei Olam, and also is the salvation that I personally received from the Nes. There are two elements to a Nes: the objective power and the personal element. So Aluas Hashem Kol Goyim Ki Gavra Lidachasto. That is element number one. All the nations of the world are going to praise Hashem because of the objective power of the Borei Olam. Right, Osim Asib Rishis. Right, that he does that. The Nero, the Kol Nes Mechayev Beis Chiyuvim, Chovas Hoda'a, Lemi Shenit Sal Machmas HaNes, the Chovas Shevach, Lekulei Alma, Mishum Shal Yedei Nes, this part is Gevuras Hashem. Those are two elements. So yes, the non-Jews, the other nations, they have a Chiyuv in part one. There was no salvation for them. But part one, Mishum Shechayavim B'Shevach HaGevuras Hashem, Vili Yisrael, Chayav Elavarecha Nisi Ditu, Midim Berachas Hoda'a HaNes. And we have both. We have two elements in terms of how we have to be makar tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Emek Bracha uses this, Rav Parmanshik uses this in his discussion of Hallel and Purim, and he says, again, quotes the same Rav Chaim. Let me just find it. He says, Ubir Adavar Nira, he says there are two elements to every day. He quotes the same Gemara. Matzina Dika Beis Mini Brachas. Brachas Vodol, Tovos Hashem, Brachas Shevach Al Gvuras Hashem. There's Tovos Hashem and Gvuras Hashem. And then he goes through the Nes of Chanukah. Nes of Chanukah. Hadinta Halashav Chanukah. Eino Ela Al Chanukah. You have the other element. You had Yeshua Hashem without Gvuras Hashem because it wasn't a Nes Nigla. The war was not a Nes Nigla. Rabbi Mamiyatim, it's Bemiyat Tahorim, but that wasn't a Nes Nigla. The Shemen was an Ace Nigla, but the war wasn't an Ace Nigla. So regarding the war, there would only be the Chiyuv to thank Hashem for Tovos Hashem, not Gvuros Hashem. The Shemen might be a Chiyuv to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu for Gvuros Hashem. He talks about how this relates to why some sources quote the Milchama, like the Gemara, while in Al-Anisim we only focus on the Pach Shemen. He quotes at the end, again, this is quoted by other sources as well, the Yesh Lo Ayin, Reb Chaim had the suffix, Im Yavo HaNavi B'Shem Hashem, V'Yomar Shashem Yasi L'Yisrael Nes. If a Navi comes to us and says, tomorrow, Hashem's going to do an unbelievable Nes for you. Unbelievable Nes, he's going to save you. Do you have and you have Bitachon Gamor. Do you have a Chiyuv Halal already? If you have Bitachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do the Nes. Do you have the Chiyuv to say Halal already? So he says no. He says, why? It's only after the Tova is done. Where do you see that? V'ani b'chastecha v'tachti. In your chesed I b'tachon. But you know what? That's b'chayev yogel libi b'shua secha. My heart could be joyful. Ashira l'Hashem. The song, you could actually pray that Kodesh Baruch with Hallel. Ki gamal alai. Only after it was done. Only after it has already been received. The Tova has been received. That's Reb Chaim. Even promised an ace by a Navi, you don't say Hallel yet. Okay. Good. We continue. First wide line. Bana bayis chadash. If somebody builds a new house, vikana kelim chadashim, or buys new clothing or new kelim. We're going to talk more about this in a couple of days. Omer barach shechianu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. Say shechianu b'zman hazeh. Which type of clothing gets a shechianu? Which type of kli? What happens if you get a new car? You say a shechianu. What happens if you get any type of right? What happens? What happens if other new items? What happens if you do construction? What happens if you do shiputzifa? So one of the Achronim says, it depends on the Machlokas and Mesechah Sota. The Gemara there, Rashi quotes it in Parsha Shmos. Vayakam Melech Chadash al Mitzrayim. There was a new king of Mitzrayim, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. One opinion holds, it was Melech Chadash Mamish. It was a new paro. And the other one says, no, Nischachuk Zerosav. No, he had same paro, but just new laws. And Nischachuk Zerosav could also be reflected by Chadash. So the same Machlokas as it says here, Banabai is Chadash, so it could be, if somebody did shiputzim, if somebody did construction, it's like a totally new house. So according to the Madaber of Nischachuk Zerosav, that would be good enough. But according to the one that says Me'al Chadash Mamish, it wouldn't be. Fascinating. Continuing, this is the longest mission in the Masechta. All the Mishnayos of the Perek are here. We'll get to what that means. You make a bracha on the bad, me'ein alatova. What does that mean? We'll have to see in the Gemara. And alatova me'ein hara. Hatzoik l'sha'avar. If somebody screams and davens about something that already happened, harezu tefila shav. That's a false tefila. You can't daven about the past. You can't change the past. Only tshuva could change the past. But tefillah, davening, can't change the past. A man's wife is pregnant. And he says, oh, honey, you better have a boy. Right? Or davening, I hope my wife is a boy. It's done already. Could have davened before fertilization. But right now, it's done. It's inappropriate. Haya baba derech shabbat kol tzlacha ba'ir. Somebody's passing by on the outside of the city, and he hears screaming in the city. Va'omer, yiras ha'shlotei b'toch beisi. Person's coming down the block, and he hears some kid screaming in some house. He says, oh, I hope that's not my house. You can hope, but you can't daven that it's not your house, because it's either your house or it's not your house. Somebody's screaming. You can't expect an ace. Not davening for an ace. We'll talk about that in the Gemara. Right, davening for an ace. We'll get to Leia and the switching of the embryos of Yosef and Dina. We'll get to that. The Gemara will talk about it. But you can't say that. Again, we only daven for the future. We don't daven for the past. Hanichlas l'krach. Somebody goes into a town. Mispaloshtayim. After a long journey, you daven twice. Ach, you say two special tefillas. Achas b'krisa so. Once after you came in, Hashem, thank you for getting me here safely. Achas b'yitzias so. Once when you leave, Hashem, please help my journey, the next journey, be safe. Benazi omer arba. Really, four times. Shtayim b'krisa so. V'shtayim b'yitzias so. Twice on the way in. Before you get in, please make it safe, and after you come in, thank you. Before you leave, and after you leave. No sin hoda al sha'avar v'tsoik al ha'asid. And each time you give thanks to what has already occurred, and you daven for what is still yet to come. Chayiv adam levarech al ha'ra, k'shem shem levarech al ha'tova. We have a chiyiv to make a bracha on ra'a. Just like we make a bracha on tova. We have a chiyiv. Bizman hazeh, we make two brachas. We make two brachas. We don't say Hatov HaMeitiv on everything. We do make the bracha Dayan HaEmes. There will come a day, Be'ez Hashem, that we'll only say Hatov HaMeitiv. Because we'll realize even the Dayan HaEmeses are really Hatov HaMeitivs. But Bizman HaZeh, Kodesh Baruch Hu did not expect that of us. We're not on the level, as we'll see in the Gemara of Nachem Ish Gamzu, that all the terrible tragedies could happen and say Gamzu Latova and Kol Davar Rachmana Latav Avid and really say it and be able to say Hatov HaMeitiv on a tragedy. We can't say that. Kodesh Baruch Hu did not expect that of us. And Chazal don't expect that of us. And that's why we have different brachas, but we still have to make a bracha. We still have to make a bracha, even though it's not the same bracha. We have to make a bracha al ra, like we say, Rachman al-Aslan at Elavaya. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, V'yahavta as Hashem alokecha, b'chol levavcha v'chulu. What is b'chol levavcha? In all of your hearts, it doesn't say b'chol libecha. It says b'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzrecha. It's a double, it means with both of your yetzers. B'yetzer tov, u'b'yetzer hara. With the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. Many, many explanations. What does that mean with the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara? One says, oh, Yetzer Hara means Gashmias. You have to serve Hashem with all your Ruchnias and all your Gashmias. That's Yetzer Tov over Yetzer Hara. The Vilna Gaon has a couple of Pshatim in Vaschanan where the Pasuk is quoted. Chol Avavcha, Chol Nafshcha, Chol Modecha. So he says, actually he's going to, let's wait with him because we're going to see what he's going to say on the next line. I'll just read you the next piece. He says to Omar, what does it mean? So he says, every time a ra'ah happens, the gra says, you have to think of it as tova. If you lost a dollar, you have to feel like you found a dollar. If you lost your wallet, you have to feel like you found somebody else's wallet. So again, this is beyond our hasaga, but the gra says that's the ultimate. And that's what it's going to be like Bizman HaMashiach, when everything is clear. It's Rachman al-Aslan. It's impossible. What, somebody Rachman al-Aslan dies, you have to feel like you had a baby? That's what the Gemara is saying. But again, we can't fathom that. But that's why we say Dina Emes. We say Dina Emes, Bizman HaZeh, instead of Hatov HaMeitiv. There is, interestingly, if you look, we never quoted from here yet, there is a Shita Mekubetzes on Brachas. On other Masechtas, it plays even more of an important role. But on Brachas, there are so many other Svarim, but there is a Shita Mekubetzes on Brachas. So at the end of the Shita on Brachas, there's an extra paragraph. Quoting Rabbeinu Yonah. It's not in our Rabbeinu Yonah. But in the last page, it quotes Amidu Rabbeinu Yonah, and he writes, because I don't want to leave extra space on the bottom of the last page, I'm going to tell you a vart. That's what he writes here. So some of you have that in a various farm at the end. Oh, why should I? The publisher is going to leave this blank? Let me write a vart. That's what he writes here. He says, "Bechtei shelo lahotzi na haniyar chalak, amarti lo ha'ir." Let me quote you one little, I don't want to waste your time. Wait, you're paying for a whole sefer. I'm going to give you empty space. So he quotes here for Rabbeinu Yonah. What does it mean? B'yetzer tov, b'yetzer hara? Avodas Hayetzer Tov, he asiyas mitzvos. Yetzer Tov is what makes us do mitzvos. Avodas Yetzahara means overcoming the Yetzahara. Hu she yichvosh Yitzro Shaham is gaber alav. Vizu hi avodas shalo. Masha adam yachol avod lebaro be Yetzahara. Oh no, as he said, that's the Yetzer Tov, the serving Hashem of the Yetzer Tov, the Yetzahara. The Yetzer Tov positively and conquering the Yetzahara. That's another way. Others say that no, maybe it's based on the Gemara in in Sanhedrin and elsewhere, that we need a little Yetzirah in the world, because if we didn't want to have Yetzirah, we would never get married, and we would never eat anything, and we'd starve ourselves, and we need a little Yetzirah to have a balanced life of Avodas Hashem. So, many different pshatim for this, but we gave a number of them. We continue. So, Yetzirah, uvechol nafshecha, afilu hu no telas nafshecha, even if Hashem takes your nefesh, hu no telas nafshecha, uvechol ma'odecha, bechol ma'moncha, with all your money, to serve Hashem with all of our money. Asks the Noda Behuda, why the change of Lashon? By Nefesh it says, Afilu hu no telas nafshecha, even if you're forced. Why doesn't it say the next line, B'chol ma'odecha, Afilu hu no telas ma'odecha. Even if somebody takes all your money, you've got to give it away. Why was this change of Lashon? Afilu hu no telas nafshecha. So that Tzlach says here, because by a Nefesh, you're never allowed to take your own life. Right? If there's the Gilead, if the big three, so you have to let your life be taken. Let your life be taken. That's why the Lashon, Afilu, who knows tells Avshacha? Even if he takes your life. Money, mamon, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? You have to give away all of your money not to do a lo saseh. Not to be Mechal Shabbos, I have to lose my job. If it's either work on Shabbos or lose all my money, I have to lose all my money. That's the halacha. For lo saseh, there's no limit. For Mrs. Saseh, there are limits. Al-Mavazvi-Lai-Vazvi-Zazvi-Bichomesh, 20%. And there's limits on Hidr Mitzvah. Right? Different limits on Asays. But on Los Asays, to give away everything. Even maybe Durabanans. It's the Shulchan Aruch and the Hilchas Sukkah, Hilchas Lulav. How much you have to spend on a Lulav? So that's why it doesn't say, Afilu hu notas amoncha, because you have to give it yourself. B'chom amoncha. Dabra, that's the Tzlach right here. Dabra acher, b'chom amodecha, b'chom mida umida shu modei lecha, havi modei lo. With every midah, with every situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts you in, Have Modeh Lo, you have to recognize Modeh. What does Modeh mean? Modeh doesn't only mean thank. Modeh also means to admit. We have to admit and recognize that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's never a situation that's not from Hashem. We have to recognize part of Emunah. That's part of Ahatlos Hashem Olkecha. We've quoted in the past the Tshuva of Moshe, where Moshe discusses whether non-Jews have a chiyuv to daven. Right, is it one of the Sheva Mitzvos? Ramosha says no. It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvos. But Ramosha says, daily they do not have a chiyuv to daven, except one situation. Eis Tzara. When there's a difficulty, when there's somebody sick, when there's an Eis Tzara, even for non-Jews, they have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because if you don't turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's a reflection of a lack of Emunah. Because, we have to admit that Yesh Din Yesh Dayan and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. A couple of weeks ago, we mentioned in Parshas Akev, in the Parsha Shir, why in the first Parsha of Kriya Shema, all three of these are mentioned. Like the Gemara says, V'yadlos Hashem l'kecha b'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha b'chol modecha. If you look at the second Parsha of Kriya Shema, such an obvious question, we've said Kriya Shema a million times, b'chol serve Hashem, l'avdo b'chol levavchem, v'chol nafshechem. There's no b'chol modechem in the second Parsha of Kriya Shema. What's the difference? First Parsha, second Parsha. Says the Tosefes Bracha, the Torah Tamima. He says, what's modecha b'chol mamoncha? And what is Chazal Darshan on that? Rashi quotes it. Even if there's somebody who likes his money more than his life. That's why it says, Bechol Modecha. And even if somebody likes his nefesh more than his money. Is there anybody who likes his money more than their life? Bechol Modecha? Maybe you'll have some unusual individuals in the world that would think that. But as a tzibur, you would never have that. So that's why the first part of Kriya Shema is Lashon Yachid. Talking to individuals, you might have a Bechol Modecha. You might have somebody like that. Some wacky person who thinks his money is more valuable than his life. But as a tzibur, it's impossible. It's impossible that Klal Yisrael would value have b'chol modechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to say that in the second parsha, which is plural, which is Lashon Rabbah. There was another answer then that we gave, but that's for now. Vayter, second half of the Mishnah. Moving away from brachos. Lo yekal adam es rosho keneged sharei mizrach shu mechuvan keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim. A person cannot act with levity, be lightheaded when he is on harabayis, right? Open across from the kodesh kodashim. The doors go straight through, going from east to west. So if he's on, and by the sharei mizrach, the eastern side is mechuvan keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim. Basically, if somebody's on harazesim, right? Now it's a beis hakfaris. But in the days of the Mikdash, it was the most tahar place, right? That's where they did the avod of the Paraduma. They burned it on top of Haraz Esim. And the doors were open so the Kohen Gadol could see straight through, looking west. He could look straight through from Haraz Esim all the way into the Heichal, right? Through the Azara, all the doors, right? So that's the, so if somebody's in that line of vision, one has to be very careful in how they behave. And also going on to Harabayis, but Maklo, one can't go on with their walking stick, Uba Minalo, or with shoes, Uba Pundaso, or with their money belt, Uba Avaksha Raglov, or dust on their feet. Right, we'll see in the Gemara, we mentioned this a number of times in the past, what's the difference between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. Because a shul's kedusha flows from Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash Ma'at, but I'm allowed to wear my shoes into shul. I'm allowed to take my wallet into shul. I don't have to leave it outside. And yet, but there's kedusha in the shul. So conceptually, what's the difference between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses? Hopefully we'll talk about that next week. You can't make the Beis HaMikdash, or a shul for that matter, a shortcut. Can't go straight through. If you have to go through a shul, you have to sit down for a minute, you have to say a pasuk, and then go through. Shouldn't we use the shul as a shortcut? Burakika mikava chomer, and you can't spit. Spitting was a much more common practice in those days. But even then, can't what? Aleinu, but this spitting was more common. So rakika mikava chomer shouldn't be, as we see what the kava chomer is in the Gemara. Next, kol chos made bracha shebe mikdash. Whenever they made a bracha in the mikdash, Rashi quotes in Mikdash Rishon. Whenever they made a bracha in the mikdash, hayo omrim ad haolam. The bracha that was said was Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, right? Ad min haolam. In Olam, Rashi quotes, Mishakilkul at Stukim, when the Stukim or the Minim started getting involved and saying the armor and spreading, Mina Olam, there's only one Olam. Ain Olam Elayachad, Hiskinush Yomrim, Minha Olam, Viada Olam. No, you got to say from this world to the next world. Recognize the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Right, we had the Stukim earlier in the Masechta. Remember where we had the Stukim earlier? We had by saying Aseres Adibros. Back in the first parak, we had the Chazal wanted to put Aseres HaDibros into davening every day. Bikshu, right, put the Aseres HaDibros, and because of the Taromas Haminim, or Taromas HaTzukim, they didn't put it in, because they would say that, oh, you only have to focus on Aseres HaDibros, you don't have to focus on any the rest of the Torah. That's that we don't want to give too much focus. So here too, Min HaOlam, only one world. So they said you have to say every bracha in the Mikdash was Min HaOlam Ad HaOlam. Vizkinu, and also, She Adam Shalom Shalom Chavira B'Shem, and that's also very ancient takana. When we greet somebody, we say Shem Hashem. Shalom Aleichem. Shalom is Shem Hashem. We say peace, right? Peace, but peace is Shem Hashem on you. We say Hashem should be upon you. And the person answers, Yivarech Hashem. Right? The source of this is right here. Shenemar. Bidi boaz bami meislachem. Bayom ala kotsrim. Hashem imachem. He said to the harvesters, Hashem imachem. That's Shalom Aleichem. Hashem be with you. Bayom lo Yivarech Hashem. And they said to him, Yivarech Hashem, which is Aleichem Shalom. He did the mitzvah first. You can say Shem Hashem first if you're mocked him. That's why you say Shalom Aleichem. When you're just answering, you can't say Shem Hashem first. That's why you say Yivarech Hashem. You say Aleichem Shalom. I once heard a Rav giving a drasha, maybe like 25 years ago. He says, you know, I'm going to be short because Vayom HaLakotzrim Hashem Imachem. Hashem says to those who are Bekatzer, you know, Hashem, God is with you. That's why he made a Vayom HaLakotzrim Hashem Imachem. So anyway, next time somebody speaks short, that's an intro. Vayomer. But it shouldn't be said if somebody's giving a long drasha. We say, I shouldn't think that the person is not with not the Kaddish Baruch Hu is not with the Rav because he's giving a long drasha. You know, with the Aruchim he's also. Vayomer, Yehashem imcha gibor hachayil. Hashem is with you, gibor hachayil. Vayomer al tavos kizikni imecha. We'll see in the Gemara why you have all these psukim quoted. Vayomer eis lasosh l'Hashem heferu torasecha. Also, eis lasosh l'Hashem. It is a time to act for God. Heferu torasecha. Sometimes we have to violate the words of the Torah in order to keep the general framework of the Torah alive, right? This is the most famous example of this is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi writing down the Mishnah, even though there was an Isser d'Oraisa of writing down Torah Sheba'al Peh, Eis La'asos L'Hashem. It's an Eis to act for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heferu Torasecha, the Torah can be mufar, the Torah can be desecrated because we have to keep the Torah alive. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Heferu Torasecha, Mishum, Eis La'asos L'Hashem, explaining one that might have to violate the Torah because of Eis La'asos L'Hashem. Okay, that's the long Mishnah. Minoni Mili. How do we know? How do we know what? Getting back to the first halacha in the Mishnah. How do we know that a makam shenaso nisim liYisrael, if there was a nes done, there's a chiyav bracha. It's a chiyav bracha for a nes. Amar Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Kra. Because the pasuk says, Vayomer Yisro, we learn out the halacha of giving a bracha on a nes from Yisro. Baruch Hashem, asher itzil v'chulu. Was he Jewish yet? Was he not Jewish yet? But he hears about the Nisim and he says, blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that saved you. It's interesting. If you think about the Reb Chaim, so Yisro is focusing on the Gvuras, not on the Tovas, because it didn't happen to him. But either way, that's the Malka. Baruch Hashem Asher Yitzil Eschem V'chulu. Anis, the Gemara says, Anis the Rabim Mevarchinam, Anis the Yachalom Mevarchinan. What do you mean? Only on Anis of a Rabim? Because Yisro is talking about Anis to Klal Yisrael.
What? So you only make a bracha on a nes that happened to the rabbim? If there was a nes, and that's what the Mishnah says. Malkam Shasa Bo Nisim Yisrael. What? If you have a personal nes that happens to a person, he doesn't say a bracha. Veha, Hahu Gabra. Davi Ka'aza Be'Ever Yamina. There was a person who was going past Ever Yamina. Nafala Le Arya. There was a lion that started attacking him. Is Abi Le Nisav Yitzlamina. And he was saved from the lion. Asa Lakami Derava. He came in front of Rava Va'amar Le. Called Amos Dematis Lahasim. Barich. Barach Sha'asal Nisla Makam Azeh. Whenever he came to that spot, he said, Barach Sha'asal Barach Adashem Al Kinem Al Chalam. Sha'asal Nisla Makam Azeh. Umarbre Deravina. Having caused him a pax of the Arvos. Vitzachalamai. He was very thirsty. Is Abi Le Nisa. There was a nace that occurred. Ivri Le Ena Demaya. Amazingly, miracle, there was a well that appeared, v'ishy, and he drank. V'su, zim nechada, havikazo baristika de mechuzah. One time he was walking in the marketplace of mechuzah, v'nafal le'gam lepritza. A crazed donkey started going for him. Is parkale ashisa. All of a sudden the wall of the house fell down to allow him to go inside. Ola gavei, he went in, kimata, and kimata la arvos, and when that was another nace. And whenever he came to arvos, whenever he came, see these two nisim happened to him. And whenever he came to arvos, barich, barach sha'asali nace ba arvos, uba gamal, kimata la riska de mechuza, when he came to the other place, barach sha'asali nace ba gamal uba arvos. So you see, personal nisim, that ever he gave hakara. So Gemara says yes. Amri anisa de rabim kuliyamu machayvi livruche. Anisa of a rabim, the whole tzibur has to make a bracha. Well, but for Klal Yisrael, anisa the yachid iu chayv livruche. Anisa of a yachid, he has to make a bracha. Or you see the gears of the gra quotes of the riff, ihu ubrei ubarbrei, and his children. If it's a personal nace, even the children have to make the bracha. Stop there for a minute. A number of important issues here. First of all, the Chashuk Echemet has about five or six shilas here. If you want to look it up, if you have one, relating to Rahmanul Itzlan, shilas that he received from people who were saved from terrorist attacks. In terms of when do you make a bracha? If somebody, Rahmanul Itzlan, was on a bus where there was an attack, then for sure you make the bracha. Every time you pass that spot. I had a cousin, Rahmanul Itzlan, second cousin, who was on a bus and the woman next to him was killed. So every time he passed that spot in the roads, for the rest of it, Baruch Atah Hashem Alokeinu Melech Olam Sha'asali Neis B'Makom Hazeh. It's Halacha L'Maisa, Rachmanu Litzlan. Right, so you say that. So he has all different shilos. What happens if a terrorist gets on and there's a malfunction? There's a malfunction, Baruch Hashem, and the thing doesn't blow up and then they kill him on the spot. So is that enough Baruch Hashem? Is that a nace? If the thing didn't work. Is it a nace if how far you are? Is there a nace where there's a car that's heading towards you and at the last minute it goes out of the way? Right, when is Berkha, it's similar Berkha's a gomel, Shailos also. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, only if there's contact. What if somebody just misses getting into an accident? You see Berkha's a gomel there? It's a serious Shailos. You always can give staka. You always give staka, whatever that. Okay, just give staka. But Berkha's a gomel on the chi of bracha, it's a serious Shailos that one has to know. You don't want to say a bracha if you don't have to, but you want to say the bracha if you're mechuyev to. So it's these are serious Shailos that one has to deal with. It was also an interesting rush. The rush right here notes that this Mar Barei D'Ravina, when he came to these, two things happened to him. And whenever he came to each place, he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for both Nisim. Right? He said, when he came to Arvas, he said, thank you for the Arvas and the Gamal. So the Rush says, whenever you have a Chiyuv to give Hodan an ace, and three Nisim happen to you, you have to use that opportunity to give give Hodah for all the Nisim that happened to you. You have to use that. And Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav uses this in his Agada to explain why at the end of the Seder, we start expanding. The whole Seder was all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And all of a sudden, after the Seder, that's a halal, we start doing nishmas, we start talking about Ma'aseh Breishis, we start talking about all the nisim. We say hodu, hodu l'shem kitoki l'mchasto, and we spoke about the la'osei ha'shamayim besvuno, la'osei niflos gedolos levado. That's Ma'aseh Breishis. What are we throwing this in here for at the Seder? We'll focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Rav said, Rav Soloveitchik said, it's based on this Gemara. This Gemara that says that Mar Barei D'Ravina. Whenever he came to the spot of the nace, he thanked Hashem for all the nisim. That's what we do. When we're at the spot of the nace, we're at the Leil HaSeder. So, Memela Chayav Gam Lehodos Al Briyas HaOlam, V'ha Adam, V'lomar Halal Al Kol Shep Sukkah Nisimra. And that's based on the Gemara here, and the Rush right here on the Gemara. You say a bracha on all the nisim. Okay. Good, Tanu Rabbana. So let's go through the list now. Let's go through the nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael. Tanu Rabbana on Haroem Mabros Hayam. If somebody sees this exact spot where Bnei Yisrael went through the Yam Suf, we do not know where that is, so we can't make this bracha b'zman hazeh. But if you see the exact spot, Umabros HaYarden, or where Bnei Yisrael went through the Yarden, where the Yarden split in Sefer Yehoshua, Mabros Nachle Arnon, when somebody passed an Achle Arnon. So now these are less famous. The Gemara will talk about what each of these are. Avnei Algabish. If somebody sees the stones of Algabish, B'morad Beis Charon. V'Evan Shebikesh Lizrok O Melech HaBashan Al Yisrael. The stone that Og wanted to throw onto the Jews. The Evan Shiashvala Moshe. B'Shasha Amar Us B'Shasha Asa Yeshua Melchama Ba'amalek. The stone that Moshe sat on when, in the end of B'Shalach, when they won the war with Amalek. Interestingly, hopefully we'll get back to it. When you see the stone was the miracle. What about the place where the war took place? Moshe was just sitting on the stone. You make a bracha when you see the stone? What did that have to do with the miracle? Make a bracha on the spot where the war was. Good question. We'll come back to it, hopefully. The Ishto Shalot. If somebody sees the salt, somebody sees where Ishto Shalot used to be. The Chomas Yericho Shenivla Bimkoma. And if somebody sees where the walls of Yericho were swallowed up into the ground, Al Kulan Sarech Shitain Hoda'a V'Shevach V'Rei Makom. All of those you have to give Shevach and Hoda'a to Hashem. So what are each of these? Bish, Lama, Mabros, Hayam, Tichsiv, Ayavo, Bnei'sof, Zachaya, Bayabasha. That's Bafurish. We know where Bnei'sof went through the Yamsof. Mabros, Hayardin, Tichsiv, also the Yardin, as it says. Vayam, Do'a Kohanim, Nosei, Ha'aron, Bis Hashem. The Kohanim, who were carrying the Aron, Bachareva, Bezachaya, Yardin. Remember the story? The Kohanim went in, right when their feet went into the Yardin split, all the Klai Yisrael went all the way through. The Kohanim stepped out, the Yardin closed up again, and then they flew over with the Aron afterwards. Right, that's what the Psukim and the Mefarshim explain in Sefer Yehoshua. So you see, it's beforeish. There's a beautiful thought of the Lubavitcher Rebbe on this pasuk, why the Aron had to go first. Throughout the desert, the Aron was in the middle. A couple of Shvatim went first, and then the Aron, and then another couple of Shvatim. Going into Eretz Yisrael, the Aron went first. So Lubavitcher Rebbe says that the Aron had physical dimensions and it had physical raw materials. It was made of gold and wood, and it was made, had to be of this and of that. It was all physical dimensions. But the whole Aron was totally metaphysical. It didn't take up any space. It carried the people that carried it. All the elements about the Aron was L'malam Minateva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to HaKadosh Bnei Yisrael, you have just been in the Midbar, which is a totally mi'alateva existence. You're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Aron goes first. Why? Because the Aron is Teva. It's physical. You're going to have to work the land. You're going to have a new existence of Teva. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's mi'alateva there too in Eretz Yisrael. There's Teva, the Aron goes first. Follow the Aron. Because the Aron is Teva and mi'alateva, and that's what Eretz Yisrael is. And that's why the Aron had to go first, leading Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Beautiful. Third to last line. Elam avros nachle arno minolam. What are they? Dechsev. It's an illusion in Chukas. Al kenyi amar b'sefer melchamos Hashem. It's written in the melchamos Hashem. Es vahiv b'sufa. V'chulu. What is vahiv b'sufa? Very hard words to translate. Tana. Es vahiv b'sufa. Shneim et sarayim hayu. It were the names of two lepers. Tavim mahalchen b'sof machane Yisrael. They were walking at the edge of the camp. Why? Because they were thrown out of the machane. They had saras. They were outside of the machane. And they were even outside, we'll get to this again, they were even outside the Ananiya Kovet, possibly. Ki havi chalfi Yisrael, and when Bnei Yisrael were passing by, Asa Amaroi, the Amoriams came, Avdulahona Kirusa Batashabahon. There was a big valley, and the Amorim were hiding in the caves on one side of the valley, and when Bnei Yisrael were going to come, they were going to come down and attack them. Amri ki chalfi Yisrael hacha niktalinen. When they come in, we're going to kill them. V'lavi yadi, but they didn't know. The Aron avi maski come out of Yisrael. They didn't know that the Aron went first before Bnei Yisrael. V'havi mamech lu turebi kamayu, and all mountains were flattened in front of the Aron. Kivan dasu Aron, and when the Aron came, idbeku turei b'hadi adadi v'katlinun. What happened? There was one. There were two. There was a valley. On one side, there was a mountain with caves in it. On the other side, there was a mountain with jutting edges. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the mountains come close to each other. The jutting edges went into the caves. Boom, it fit in perfectly. And then opened up. That's what happened. All the Amorim that was stuck in those caves didn't make it. What happened? The Nachis Damayel and Achli Arnon. And all of their blood flowed down to the river Arnon. That's what's alluded to. He also has Vahav, and when S and Vahav came, they were the only ones that saw this because they were outside the Adonai HaKavod. Chazu damag tekanafik mibeinei turei. They saw and they realized what happened. Asu va'amru luhu liYisrael. They told Bnei Yisrael. V'amru shira. V'hayna dachsev. They said shira. They said the Esher Hanachalim Asher Natalo Sheves Or finished Alek V'moav, praising the mountains that were not to them moved. So if you see those mountains, so then one would be Makar Tov and say a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Next, Avnei Algabish. My Avnei Algabish. What's that? Number four. Tana Avanim Sha'amdu Algav Ish. Amni al-gabish are stones that stood above a person. V'yardu al-gabish. And that came down on a person. Right? Al-gabish. What does that mean? Amdu al-gabish. Which stone stood in midair? Zeh Moshe. V'chsev v'ha-ish Moshe an-ama'od. You see, Moshe is called an ish. V'chsev v'yechtelu ha-kalos v'abarad u'matul nidach arza. The hail balls and hailstones that were on their way down, Moshe ended the Makkah, boom, they didn't come down. Those hailstones did not reach the earth. They stopped. Yardu al gabish, and what about coming down? Zeh Yoshua. Dechsev kachas Yoshua ben nun ish asher ruach bo. Yoshua is also referred to as ish. Vixiv ayhi ben nusam mipnei bnei Yisrael heim b'morad beis charon v'ashem hishlech alem avadim gedolos. The stones were held and then they came down in the time of Yoshua. These big stones came down from Shemayim, about 15 minutes from here, right in Emek Ayalon, about 15 minutes from here. That's where the war with Yoshua took place. So again, if somebody sees those stones, so then again a bracha. So if you're in that area, you see a bunch of rocks. Can't say Shemen Malchus, but you can say Baruch Shasa Asa Lanonia Asa Abaseinu Nisim. Even next, Shebikish O Melech Habashan Lizrok Al Yisrael, the stone that Og wanted to throw onto Bnei Yisrael. I saw yesterday there's a fascinating Rabbeinu Bachai. Hopefully, we'll mention this next year in Parshas Shir. In Parshas Chukas, that talks all about Og. Og is one of these fascinating people. He comes up everywhere. And the question is, was he one man? He was by the Mabul, and he was also there when Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. That's a long life. So really, he was outside. He's hung on in the water outside, outside the Mabul. So he quotes. Thank you. He quotes two different deis. If it's the same Og, v'yesha piresha Og ze eino osa shal Avraham atzmo. Avlohi mi mishpachto v'zaro. But Moshe was worried about the schusavus of Og. And some say no. He was really worried. He says to Hashem, this is a fascinating medrash, Hashem, I'm 120, but he's more than 500 years old. So why did he live so long? It must be his tremendous chuyos. So he was worried about him. The medrash talk about Og was one a son of the Nephilim, the Bnei Elohim that came down, that fell down from heaven at the end of Parshas Bereishis. And so he talks all about these fascinating medrashim about Og. And why did he have such long life? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu decided. Siba la Siba Yedua mi Bala Siba si Yisparach Hu mi Yodea Machshava Hashem Yisparach. Who knows? The Kodesh Baruch Hu chose that he should live a long life, but we should know that it's not the Gvura of a person that makes a difference, as we're about to see. So, the stone that he wanted to throw on Bnei Yisrael, Gemar Gemirala, says Mesora, Amar Machane Yisrael Kamahave, how large is the Jewish camp? Tlasa Parsi, 3 Parsos. Ezel v'yekar tura by Tlasa Parsi, I will go and uproot a mountain of 3 Parsos, v'ishti alayu, and throw it on them, v'iktalinu, and kill them. The Rashba says in the Chedushi Agados, what do you mean the mountain? The mountain, the avos are called mountains. So what Og wanted to do was to uproot the schus avos of Avraham, Yisrael, and Yaakov, not literally a mountain. Everything is a mashal here. Everything mashal, he said, I wanted to uproot it, because he says, I have my own schuyos. So he said, I wanted to uproot the schuyos. But he said, he wanted to pick up a mountain and kill them. Also, Akar Tua Bartlasa Parsi, he picks up the mountain. Va'aisi al-reshe, and he holds it over his head. Va'aisi kuchabrichu alei. And what did Hashem do? Kamsi, Hashem, picture the scene, Og has this huge mountain over his head. Hashem gets ants to start eating through the mountain on top of him. V'nakvua v'nachiz b'tzavare. And all of a sudden the mountain slides down, the inside of the mountain, and slides down over Og's neck. Haviboy v'mishlefei. And he tries to get it off his neck. Mashchi shini l'haigisa l'haigisa. Hashem all of a sudden made his teeth become humongous. So he had this mountain around his neck, and he couldn't get it off because all of a sudden he had these huge buck teeth, and he couldn't get his teeth off, couldn't get his the mountain off. V'lomatzi l'mishlefei, and he couldn't get it off. So again, there's a lot of symbolism here. Is it literal? It's not literal, but the Rashba talks about relating to the schus avos part. V'hayna tachsiv, and that's alluded to in the pasuk in the third parak of Tehillim. Shinei rishaim shibarta. I broke the teeth of the Rishaim. You could read Shibarta a little differently. Altikri Shibarta, Ela Shirbavta. They stretched out. Right? The same word used by Bas Paro when her hand stretched out to get Moshe from the raft. Shirbavta, Nishtarbava Yadeha. Same word. Moshe comes. So that's why. So Og is here. He's got the mountain on his neck. He's got these big teeth. And he's like, ah! Moshe kamahave Eser Amos. Moshe was 10 Amos tall. That's pretty tall. Shakil Nargabar Eser Amin. He took an axe that was 10 Amos. Shavar Eser Amin. He jumped up 10 Amos. That's 30 Amos now. Umachi Barkasula Vikatlade. He jumped up and he hit Og's ankles. And he killed him. That's how big Og was. Okay. Beautiful. Next, the event Yashav alav Moshe, the stone that Moshe sat on, dechsev yidei Moshe kvedim, vayichu ever, vayasimu tachta, vayishav aleha. Right, he stood there. Fine. Asked the Netziv in the Hemek She'ela, question we asked before, why was that the Nes? They won the war with Amalek. Why the stone of Moshe? Says the Netziv, the war with Amalek was b'derech hateva. You don't make brachas for derech hateva, only Nes. Moshe holding up his arms the entire day, that's not normal. Even if somebody's holding up your arms, imagine somebody having their arms held up the entire day. It's like impossible. You start killing. Even if somebody's holding up your arms, that's why that was where the Nes was. The nace was the stone where Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting on. The ishto shalot shenemar v'tabed ishto me'acharava yitinitziv melach. She looked behind her and she was a pillar of salt. Hashem destroying the Rishayim. V'chomas yiricho shenivla, the walls of Yiricho that was swallowed up, tichsiv. V'tipo lachoma tachteha, the wall fell down. So bishlama kulhu nisa, fine, I understand all the nisim. Ela ishto shalot pranusahu. Why the ishto shalot? That's a piranus. That's just Why is that? So the Amar Baruch Dayan Emes. Yeah, you say Dayan Emes. That's the bracha you say. Whatever. Hodava Shevak Tani. That can't be. This is on the list of Hodaa. So Tzni Alot Va'al Ishto. Mivarchim Shtayim. Al Ishto Omer Baruch Dayan Emes. V'alot Omer Baruch Zocher Etzat Tzadikim. The Iker is that Hashem remembered Lot and saved Lot. Which Tzadikim? So Rashi quotes. Don't think it was Lot. Rashi says Shezocher is Abraham. Meaning the uncle of Lot. Don't think this tzaddik is referring to Lot. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Philip Shas Kasa Shalgadosh Baruch Hu, even when Hashem gets angry, Zocher Etz HaTzadikim. He remembers that Tzadikim Shneemar, Vahi B'Shachis Elokim Es Arei HaKikar, Vayizkar Elohim Es Avraham, Vayishalach Es Lot Mitoch HaHafecha V'chulu. He sent Lot out and he saved him. Okay. V'chomas Yericho Shnivla, the walls of Yericho that got swallowed up. Ask the Gemara, what actually happened? V'chomas Yericho Nivla of Anafla. Were they swallowed in the ground, or what? Did they fall down? Shneemar. The walls fell down on that seventh day. So did they fall? Did they get swallowed up? Says the Gemara. The walls of Yericho were unique. The width and height were the same. Very thick walls. The Gemara says you couldn't get in. The height and the width. So how do you have those walls fall down? It's like what? You turn them over? How do they fall down? They're the same. So how would the nace be nikar? So the only way is if they just sink. If they sink and they get swallowed up. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu did that nace to make it nikar. Good. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Arba tzrichan lehodos. Famous. Four types of people have to give hoda'a. Have to bring a carbon todah. Many Rishonim say these four are the same four that have to say Birchas HaGomel. Yardei Hayam, go to the sea. Holchei Midbaros, desert. Mishayachol, if somebody was sick. Vinisrapa, they were healed. Mishayachavish, Mishasur, and Miyatsa. Or he was in jail. The next five lines are just quoting psukim related to this. The abbreviation is Chayim. Chalachayim Yuduchasela. Chola Yam Yisurin, which is jail, and Midbar. Well, those are the four. So let's read the psukim. Yardei Hayam Inal, and it's all based on a parak in Tehillim, Kuf Zayin, which talks about all of these people. Dechsev, Yardei Hayam Ariyot, those that go down in the boats. Vechulu. Heima Ra'u Maase Hashem, Va'omer. Va'yamed Ruach Sa'ara, Ya'alu Shamayim, Yarduba Tomos. There was a storm. Va'omer, Yachogav Yarok Eshikar. The boat is being thrown around like a drunk. Va'omer, Va'yitzaku El Hashem, Batzar Lohem. Umi Mitzuko Sehem Yotziyem. Hashem saves them. Va'omer, Yakem Sa'ara L'dmama. It becomes quiet. Va'omer, V'yismachu Ki Yishtoku. Va'omer, Yodu L'Hashem Chasto. V'niflosav L'bnei Adam. So that is Yam. Holche Midbar is Minolan. Dechsev Toba Midbar B'Shimon Derech Ir Moshav. Lo Matzo V'yitzaku El Hashem. Va'yad Richem B'derech Yishara. Yodu L'Hashem Chasto. You see in the desert. Next, Mishachal of Nisrapa, somebody who was sick and was healed. Dichsiv Avilim Miderach Pisham, Umei Avonosam Yisanu, Kikol Ochet, Tisav Libam, Nafsham, Vechulu, Vayizakol Hashem Batzal Lohem, Vechulu, Yishlach Tvaro, Vyirpaim, Vechulu, Yodu Lashem Chasto. The Shochar talks about what type of illness requires Berchas HaGomel. Right? How seriously ill? What if somebody has the flu and they're in bed for 3 days? Is that Berchas HaGomel? See, Berchas HaGomel for that. If you're in bed, the Shulchan Aruch's language is like the post of see to say, if you're in bed, you can't move. So the minhag olam is not to do it on that. Somebody's in the hospital, they have a surgery. But make a din, it's a serious shaila. If somebody is should definitely do something, maybe give staka. But if somebody is in bed, they can't get out of bed for at least 3 days, it seems like many poskim say that there's a chiyuv hoda'ah. What about somebody in jail? I'm in the dark. Because I rebelled against God. So those are all of the psukim. What bracha does he say? Amar Yehuda, Baruch Gomel Chasadim Tovim. Right, so the Gemara now limits it and says the hodos is the Berachas HaGomel. Chomel Chazim Tovim. Abaya Omer V'zorach Lotia Kamei Asari. You gotta do it in a minion. Tichsiv Yoma Muhu B'Kalam. That's why we do Berachas HaGomel by the minion. Mar Zutra Omer V'Train Minai Rabbanan. Need two rabbis there too. Two rabbis. Shenemar Uva Moshe V'Zakenim Yalaluhu. Mazgal Rabashi Ve'im Akul Rabbanan. Maybe it means all ten should be rabbis. Gemara says no. Miksiv B'Kahal Zakenim B'Kahal Am Ksiv. It says B'Kahal Am. And therefore, it could be an am with two. Ve'ema be'asara shar ama v'tre rabbanan. Maybe 12, 10 am and two rabbis. Kasha. So that question is not answered. So again, this is a big discussion of Birchas HaGomel. We'll have to stop here. Maybe let's just do the next two lines. Let's just finish this up. Rabbi Yehuda chalash ve'ispich. Rabbi Yehuda was sick. Because the next couple of dafim are humongous. So we gotta get ahead. Rabbi Yehuda chalash, he was sick. Chalash ve'ispich. And he got better. Olga be'er b'chana bagdatov. And the people came to visit in Rabbana and Amrilei, Barich Rachmana, Tiyavich Nialan, Vloyavich Lafra. Blessed is Hashem that healed you and didn't send you to the dust. Meaning, Baruch Hashem, you got better. Amrlo, he says to them, thank you very much. Patratun Yasi Mila Oduye. You would just Yosei me and Birchaz Agomel. You would Yosei me, thank you very much, by saying, Baruch Hashem. What do you mean? Don't you need a minion? There were 10 people that visited him. But he didn't say anything. Lo tsarich to ani basrayu amen. Right? He answered amen after them. So therefore, that's enough to say it himself. This is the makar that he can be mostly summoned in Birchaz HaGomel. You have one person to say for six different people. It's before Shulchan Aruch. Right? You don't have to say it yourself. Somebody can be motzi. Well, again, Berachas HaGomel, we had a shiur about it last Shavuos, a lot of different issues. Do you say Berachas HaGomel? What about an airplane? Ramosha Feinstein, Shita, every time you go on an airplane, you say Berachas HaGomel. Right, the rugged shover. No, you never say a Berachas HaGomel on an airplane because it's not called a derech based on a Gemara in Maseches Chulin. And then you have the most of the other shittas in the middle. It depends where you take the airplane from. You go over the sea. Is it across the world? Is it over a desert? Again, different issues in terms of halacha l'maisa. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, we thank the sponsors for this month's shiurim, the Orlinsky family, the Zeicher Nishmas, Menachem Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael, and Chaim Abba Ben Yosef Yehuda Sussman. We thank them for the sponsorship. Everybody should have a good day.